How many times have entrepreneurs heard the following advice? Work on your business, not in it. Trust your key people. Let them do their thing. Leave your comfort zone if you want to grow. Those are the basis for countless business books and seminars, but it's much easier to read or listen to them than to put them into practice. It wasn't easy for Aztec CEO John Hill either, but by leaving his comfort zone, literally and figuratively, and with a not-so-subtle push from a key employee, John has led Aztec to a spot where they can reach his vision of growth. Take a listen.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
All right, we're speaking with John Hill, the CEO of Aztec. And John, as an entrepreneur, you face a lot of the issues that most entrepreneurs face at some point in their career. And let's talk about a couple of them. You have a successful growing business, about 10 years old, celebrated your 10-year anniversary. You're in a nice suburban office space, nice, comfortable, growing. And you decided to make kind of a radical change, moving downtown to a bustling urban area that's open and a lot different from the comfort of the suburban. How did you handle leaving your comfort zone and going into this next level?
Well, it actually for me was very easy. My vision with Aztec was to grow a company, not just a group of a couple people building websites, but truly to build a premier web design and development firm. And a couple things were lacking in our Westlake location. One was pure space. We were out of space, and we were growing from a headcount standpoint. Two was the type of office space we had, and it was very tough to work on projects. It was a very closed down environment, private offices, very little natural light. And you know, when we compete for talent, we're competing with all kinds of firms in Northeast Ohio, and one of the things that we used to set ourselves apart was this new office space that we have. Very open floor plan, a lot of natural light coming in. The few private offices that we have today all have glass walls, so you can see from one end of the space to the other end, and we needed that to attract the talent.
All right, we're sitting here in your conference room, and when I look to the left, I can see down through the windows down the east bank of the flats and the bridges and the river and all. I look straight ahead, I can see the lake. Look to the right, I see Brown Stadium and the Science Center windmill and all that stuff. Now, it's got to be an attraction for, you know, let's face it, if you were a CPA firm or something, or a more staid company that maybe you had the suit and tie guy sitting in the cubicle, that would work. But for the kind of creative, techie, competitive business you're in, a location like this has just got to help you get people, the right kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely. People, the employees that come to work here, it was neat to see the people that made the move from Westlake downtown, because the energy level increased almost immediately. It's neat to see people walking past our building. It's neat to see activity. The clients that we've had down here think the place is absolutely amazing. And as you mentioned, out the west wall, we're looking at this new East Bank of the Flats project. So I think when we worked out our lease, we did it at the perfect time. And I'm really excited to be down in the city of Cleveland. It was initially a struggle for me to make that decision. But thank you to Kevin Riley, who is our real estate broker. He really opened up my eyes and said, you know, what you described, the space you're looking for, exists today. And it's downtown.
You know, the other thing that entrepreneurs face, and many never are able to achieve this, it's almost a cliche, the phrase, you have to work on the business instead of working in the business. When you started, as most entrepreneurs, you were doing the work. You were working in the business and on the business, doing everything. At some point, you had to let go of working in the business to work on the business. How did you do that? Was it painful? Was it easy? What's the scenario there?
Well, it was, to answer your question quickly, it was horribly painful. It was probably one of the toughest things that I went through, because you're right, I was a billable employee for Aztec at the time, and you know, everything, I kept track of every minute of every day of what I did. And then to move into the role of more of this, I was still doing some sales at that point, but then to move into more of a full-time role of now managing a company and making sure that we can grow this company was very tough. Now, luckily, Dan, I was pushed, and it was neat, because everybody here recognized that that's where I needed to be, and I just needed a little push. So Keith Rowe, who has been with me now coming up on 10 years, he's our chief technology officer. He saw an opportunity and he took it. And the quick story behind it is my wife was pregnant with my first child, and I had talked to Keith and mentioned that I wanted to try to take a good chunk of time off. My wife and I, it was our first child, and we were scared, quite honestly. So he asked me how long. I said, you know, between 4 and 6 weeks. He said, great. He said, John, let me get a new laptop for you. You've got an older one, and that way, you know, you can VPN in from home and check email and do anything you want to do. So ordered the laptop, got it all set up. My daughter was born, and I opened up the laptop maybe a couple days after, and, you know, instantly opened up Outlook because that was, you know, habit to me, and then started looking at the laptop and noticed there was no development tools. So Visual Studio was not there, Enterprise Manager was not there, he didn't even load an FTP client for me. So I quickly made a phone call and informed him that he had missed some things, and he said, actually, no, I didn't. That was by design. He said, John, you've done a great job getting the company here. Now you need to make sure we keep growing. So thank you, Keith.
You know, do you think there's any way that Aztec would be where they are today or where you would be if you had stayed as a billable employee?
No, there's no way. It is so tough to concentrate on the overall vision for your company when you are actually doing day-to-day work. I still participate in some development meetings. I still participate in some production meetings. But for the most point, I'm out, you know, almost the guy in the sky looking for our next area to get into and really focusing on managing my managers from a very high level. I don't believe in micromanagement at all because nothing ever gets done. I've got four great people that Keith, my chief technology officer, Dave, my chief creative officer, Kevin, my chief operating officer, and John, my chief financial officer. And I've really put my trust in those four guys, and they've done an amazing job, and it's allowed us to grow as an organization.
And maybe that's the key for so many entrepreneurs who just can't give up that day-to-day. Well, we're seeing Bill Gates today, you know, his last days at Microsoft and giving up that day-to-day control. But having the right people and trusting them sounds like it's the key, because without that, you know, this is your baby, and you don't want to screw it up.
It's absolutely huge, and I see some other companies around town that maybe don't have the best people in place in the management structure, and it's very tough. It's very important, and once you form this great working relationship together, it's a bond that we'll have, you know, as long as we're together. In fact, we have management meetings every 2 weeks, and sometimes there's arguing, sometimes there's yelling, but at the end of the day, we always accomplish something, and we all know that the things we do are for the betterment of Aztec.
All right, so listeners, I guess the takeaways today are, it's a cliche, but you really have to work on that business instead of in the business to take the next step. And maybe if you leave your comfort zone and try some new things, you'll end up in this a cool office looking at the lake and the river and the Browns Stadium. Today we've been speaking with John Hill, the CEO of Aztec. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.